This interview highlight package is brought to you by Chess Alive.
In my umbrella of Lebowang Foundation, I don't think it's my job. I think it's my duty. No. Have I had women problems? Of course. I've had divorces. I've had all kinds of things that is kind of known, yes, it's through the tabloids. But I differentiate between my personal, which everybody has. I'm not the only person that's been divorced two or three times or four times. Let me just get that out of the way, and you can print whatever you want. But the fact is, none of the women I was married to or going to marry have built a career path like Minnie has. And if they did, I can fight all kinds of divorce wars, but business brand and their dignity, I will protect. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. If I fight and I fight ugly, mm-hmm. divorce, blah, 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 children and all of that, no man has a right to attack a woman that's burning themselves. It is no man's business who a woman sleeps with. And that's my position on Wing, on Minnie. Mm-hmm. There must be a reason why I keep referring to her as Minnie. All this is like getting power. Nobody ever judges a man who sleeps with women to get up the radar, to get up the top. But there are men who do that. And it's still nobody's business if mm-hmm. a man does that. But I think, and I'm not saying Minnie does it. I happen to know that actually she doesn't. She's built her shit. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to accuse someone, as these brothers have done, you better have evidence. Yeah? Because otherwise, you're doing the opposite of what we should be doing as black men, in this business especially.
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing the opposite of that. That means you can attack, that means men can attack any woman, famous or not. In this case, we should be protecting women that are building themselves and becoming role models for young women. And that's my very strong position on Minnie or any other woman. If I know any other woman, I don't know, you can do research. I don't know if there's any woman in this country in the last 30 years, now 31, that has sued for this kind of abuse. It's abuse, it's harassment. And if she takes the hard decision to be the first woman, black, to sue for this kind of abuse, I think it opens a whole different chapter. It means other women can stand. So she has to succeed.
True. And this one is light.
Yeah.
I understand that you are back go marketing. Revo M is not involved in any relationship whatsoever. It's back in the market. We won. How true is it, those allegations?
With newspapers as well?
The Sunday Times.
Yeah. I'm not going to discuss it.
Oh, you're not going to?
You know why?
Okay.
I respect Sunday Times. And I'm right now too focused on the work that I'm doing in KZN.
Yeah.
I'm too focused on the work that we're building with the ladies. I'm too focused on everything else but my private life. I'll deal with that another time.
Okay.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, player.fm, and Pocket Cast. You can also find us or follow us on all social media platforms at Chess Alive.